You know, y'all just mentioned stove faucets. I'm looking at a picture of a stove faucet. It's a double-jointed faucet that comes away from the wall. I feel real dumb. I need to remodel my house. I really do. I mean, I could have etouffee in a minute.
Yeah, most are double-jointed like that, so you can move it away, out of the way, so it's not over the oven.
It's genius. I've got a faucet here for $51. Boom.
Hmm. How easy would that have been while we were doing the original build?
Yeah. Gosh.
Well, we are talking hard surfaces this hour, and we're talking specifically backsplashes. So we're it's just a small, containable place to have a lot of fun. You can do some color. You can do some special product. And in getting ready for this, I was looking up different things, and I thought, you know, I don't know enough about this. So I reached out to Jamie Henry of Arcadia Blue Design, and she's here with us this morning. How are you, Jamie?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, good. So you got me all inspired yesterday. Why don't you just take a minute and introduce yourself? You're an interior designer.
Yep, interior designer based out of Scottsdale. Do projects kind of in California, Utah, and Arizona.
Well, and do you work with homeowners?
I work with homeowners and builders. I'd say primarily my business is builders hiring me to do spec houses. So have to be a little bit at the head of the trend on when you're doing a spec house.
I think that's kind of your specialty. So let's talk about, as I was looking up, I thought, man, you can use anything for a backsplash. I found everything from porcelain tile to glass panels to brick and wood and metal. You know, so let's just talk through a homeowner, if they're in the process of thinking about, hey, I'd like to get this done. What are some things to consider when you're getting ready to do this?
I think a backsplash sets a tone for the whole kitchen. It's kind of the eye candy. It's the jewelry. It's the thing everyone sees. So I think it's really important to pick your backsplash, but it's also one of those things that you can be a little bit trendy on if you want to, because it's something that you could change out every so many years. So versus countertops and cabinetry, you got to be far safer when you select those choices. Right now, though, there is a huge trend for having more textured materials on the backsplash. So, and when I say texture, I mean, I think everybody really got into kind of a 3x6, really plain, really tailored subway tile for a long time, really clean, nice look. Everyone still is loving the clean, nice look, but they're liking more textures and more wave, a little more movement, maybe tiles that aren't as perfect and as uniform. More of a handmade look, or even that the glazing isn't as consistent.
Well, I think about, in my mind, I cook a lot, so I'm thinking, how do I choose something that's going to be able to stand grease and moisture and all that stuff that goes around? So when I think about texture and stuff, I'm starting to think, oh no, this is something that can get stained up.
Oh yeah, so on the glazed tiles, it's more just like the texture is it's more movement in the tile. It's not like you're going to get it in crevices or anything like that. Almost any ceramic, porcelain, glazed, all the tiles you mentioned, even glass, everything like that, they will all clean up great. What you have to worry about as far as cleaning and cooking would be your grout. And what I highly recommend is a pre-sealed grout and or sealing your grout after the fact, because that's where like a tomato sauce could splash up. But as far as the product goes, you'll be fine with anything.
I think that's why subway tile was so popular, because the dark grout, you don't have to worry, right?
Yeah. 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 And also, I think a lot of people follow Joanna Gaines, and she just loved it, and it was just like a simple, clean look, you know, that people liked. And people still really want a simple, clean look. And another product that will give you that I'm seeing huge popularity right now in is people are just taking their countertop product and they're taking that straight up as the backsplash. So using, like, if you used a marble or a quartz countertop, you just take that straight up and it's a very, very clean look.
That really is. And tell me about that one product that you just love.
Oh, so I would say, like, if you're like, oh, what's the hottest thing right now? I would say it's a tile called Zalige. And what it is, it's a terracotta tile with a glaze on top. And then when you open a box, I've had clients open it, and they're like, a lot of them are broken, they're chipped. Yes, they definitely, like, don't come out perfect. I think they're made in Morocco, or I have no idea totally where they're made. But they do not come out looking perfect. But once you grout it all, it just has this kind of like old fresh look, if that makes any sense. Like it's got the glazing, a little bit of character, some texture, but yet there's just this overall clean feeling about it.
Pronounce that word for that tile.
I know. It took me quite a while, and I'm not 100% sure that I'm doing it right. Zalige.
Well, I looked it up last night, and the colors, I mean, you're talking about a huge variety, and I think you're right, it's Morocco, and it's gorgeous stuff. You could really get inspired.
Yes, yes. Huge variety of colors, and let's say you just even pick the blue, you're going to get like 8 shades of blue. You know, like every color that they pick, they're trying to show you also on their websites. This color comes in, like you'll get so many hues of that same color.
And don't you just love it too when people light their backsplashes? I think that's a good idea.
Oh,
to kind of
love
highlight it.
And especially if it's pre-planned properly and you can get the LED strip lights under the cabinets. There's nothing prettier in my book.
Jamie, thanks so much for joining us this morning and kind of inspiring us to get the job done. And your name and company again?
Jamie Henry, Arcadia Blue Design.
Thanks, Jamie.
Okay, have a good one.
You too.
All right.
She had mentioned she was out of Scottsdale. They were actually featured in the mansion section of the Wall Street Journal called Scottsdale Growing Up, and it was just a highlight on how so much of the building has gone into high-rise vertical living as opposed to sprawled properties.
Her company, Arcadia.
Interesting point. And I tell you what, they do some really nice high rises.